I will never forget the moment that the cynicism and the well, let's say the evil of the Bush administration really dawned on me. You know, and it was about a year after 9/11. And they had already, you know, sent the army into Afghanistan, right? And they were chasing bin Laden in Afghanistan. And I remember coming home to my apartment, and there one of my neighbors got the Atlantic Monthly. And the way, you know, they deliver mail in an apartment, they just throw it on – in Chicago anyway. Yeah. They just throw it on the floor, right? And so there it was. And so I picked it up, and it had a picture on the cover of Saddam Hussein with blood on his hands. Okay, you know, strongly implying that he's responsible for I don't remember what the caption was, but it was of course part of a broader effort to convince everyone that he was responsible for 9/11. We don't remember anymore all the particular details of that campaign, because they would go right up to the question and not actually say it, but they would hint it and imply it in a million different ways. And yet we knew that that wasn't true. We knew rationally that that wasn't the case. And I remember picking up that magazine and suddenly it dawning on me. It's like, oh, my God, they're going to attack this guy.
Yep.
And he had nothing to do with it. I mean, he's bad. He's not a good guy. They're going to attack him just because they can. You know, because we had the army over there from the first Gulf War. And he was weak. And he was hated. And that's when the whole thing sort of stretched out before me. You could see it all. The idiotic particulars of all the contracting and the reconstruction of Iraq, all the insanity that went on. But the whole effort to sell that war, it was all right there. It was clear right from the very beginning.
Well, you know, of those who are who the government says it has evidence enough to prosecute them, this will be a extraordinarily slow process if they intend to continue using military commissions. As we know, there have been 7 convictions, most of which from plea bargains at the military commission so far. There are only 2 live cases at present. One is the 9/11 case, and the other involves the alleged orchestrator of the attack on the USS Cole. Those are still in pretrial proceedings, and at best will begin next year, 2014, it seems to me, there are only 2 courtrooms at Guantanamo Bay, and there's a limited number of staff in this working in this enterprise. So it seems like it would be years and years before the people against whom the government says it has evidence could be prosecuted in that system.